SBS Radio.
We now know that you're born with two fears in life. One is the fear of loud noise. The second one is the fear of falling. So everything else is a created perception, whether it's from media, whether it's from movies that we watch, whether it's from stories that we hear as young kids. And that's then created and carried throughout life. And unfortunately, that holds a lot of people back from doing things that will actually bring a lot of happiness and success. Those same perceptions roll off into business, relationships, and hold people back, unfortunately, from living a happier and more adventurous life. Yes, at times there will be failure and there will be tears, but every, I call failure, a lesson to allow you to learn to be better in life and live a smoother life as time goes on.
Yeah, so what you're saying is that we can rewire our mindset to think positively even under extreme circumstances?
Absolutely. And it's very important for people to understand we wire ourselves to be happy at times about certain things. So why can we not rewire ourselves to be happy when we're going through anxiety or fear? And when you think about fear or being anxious or being scared of something, it's very important to try and replace that with something that you are grateful for, because those two things cannot exist in the same mindset. So anytime you come under the thought of fear or anxiety or being scared of something, what I want listeners out there is to think about something that you're grateful for and watch how your mindset will change and start to actually say, and a great example is I'm grateful to be alive to enjoy this experience. And it might be jumping out of an aeroplane where someone might go, oh no, what if the parachute doesn't open? If you replace that and say, I'm grateful to be alive and able to experience this experience where someone else may not be able to, you will then change how you look at things. And when you change the way you look at things, things that you look at start to change.
Yeah. And how do you feel with the fear or the perception of fear?
For me, I use the perception of fear as my fuel. So anything that is perceived as a fear, I perceive as a challenge that I then step up to. And as long as we can then change that mindset and rewire it, as I spoke about, rather than looking at something, change your language, change your outcome was always one thing I spoke about. And it's similar to this process where you look at fear as being that challenge. And once you do that, you're able to then tackle things on a different level, making it your fuel and not something like as a roadblock or an obstacle.
What's been the difference with how you deal with it versus someone who constantly struggles with fear?
I think the biggest thing in life, I think through my social media, I get it quite a lot. Wow, you do so many interesting things, comments and messages that I do get. But I say to people, it's just about challenging yourself and not thinking about what others are. You don't want to put yourself in a riskful situation where you're jumping across between two buildings. Me personally, I think that'd be a great experience, but it's a bit crazy. Yeah. And there's a difference between being crazy and actually then challenging a fear. Yeah. When it's under safe conditions, where you're jumping out an aeroplane with a parachute under the guidance of someone who's done it for a long, long time and you've had the instructions, there's no problem with it, and it's just a perception of what could possibly go wrong. And once you've been able to rewire yourself, look at it as something you are grateful for, you will jump out of that aeroplane and enjoy every single breath on the way down to that ground, knowing that it was an experience that not many in this world will actually get to experience because of the fear that they have around the perception.
Yeah. And what would be your top three tips to actually tackle fear?
The first one, always replace gratitude. We always replace fear or anxiety with something that you're grateful for. The second thing is write down what you're fearful of. And then write down what you're grateful for. And then be able to replace or look at what you could replace at the point in time that you become fearful, like a lot of the times in people's lives, they've gone through all this fear and anxiety from an event or something that's coming up. I just emceed a wedding on the weekend, never ever done it before in my life. And as much as I was anxious, I sat back and said, I'm very grateful for the experience that I've had to be asked to be MC for these two beautiful people's weddings. And as soon as I changed that perception, instead of being anxious and my heart was beating, I actually sat there and I had a big smile on my face about the experience. And by the end of the night, it was amazing. And it's just that perception of fear. But by writing down what you're scared of, what you're fearful of, or what creates anxiety, and then writing down what you're grateful for, starting to replace that, you then merge in and be able to see what you're fearful of and actually feel and rewire that brain to allow you to create success. The last one is every time fear comes into your life, use it as fuel rather than see it as a roadblock. And once you use it as fuel, you'll always be up for the challenge.
Yeah, very good advice there. And did you ever have a fear of anything?
Probably, let's say snakes as a kid. Ooh, as an example.
Yeah, they're horrible.
The same thing. I think as I've gotten older, I appreciate that nature will be nature. And even at worst, if I got bitten, I'm able to be treated. And they're only protecting their space. And the same thing, if I bumped into one, I'd be in awe of it rather than in, and just let it be in its space in nature and say, wow, I'm grateful to have seen that snake in this beautiful setting, rather than saying, oh no, run for your lives. I think it's very important to understand that the fear that we feel is just what we've seen in these movies, what we've heard on the TV, and then that's created a little program in our head that allows us to react to a particular situation. And that snake, for me, as a kid, the perception was, I hope I never see one. And then once I've seen one, I just roll on and just be grateful for the extent that I saw that nobody else did.
Yeah. And have you dealt that with that fear? And so what got you over the line to now face it front on?
For me, fear-wise, same. I just kept constantly looking at how I could rewire myself to not be fearful and always be grateful. It's such a simple thing. At times, I travel around the country and I'm constantly speaking in front of large groups of people. And it's important to understand that those people will feel, and the line always picks up apparently on your fear. The same thing, the crowd will pick up if you're anxious, if you're scared of what you're about to talk about. And that for me is important because I want the crowd to trust me that I have the education and knowledge that I'm about to share with yourselves to enjoy the experience, but more importantly, to empower them to good health. Now, to go out onto that stage, knowing that, as an example, the other week, there were 300 people in the conference on Friday, it's very important to understand that I could walk out there and be fearful of messing up or getting something wrong, or I could go out and say, wow, I can impact 300 people to good health. And once I replaced that, I walked out on that stage and I just was able to deliver that keynote speech from the heart. And people feel the difference between from the heart and those that are fearful, anxious, which then could come off as not knowing exactly what you're talking about.
So
just grab something you're grateful for, and I promise you on the back end of that, there will be happiness at the end of that.
sbs.com.au